Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Samantha Knoll. I am a senior application engineer at the Climate Corporation. I work in the science organization in St. Louis, and I lead part of our aerial imaging program there for R&D. And I'm really excited to talk to you all about how we're leveraging aerial imagery, and particularly drones, in some ways to offer better, more targeted products, and kind of zooming out what our scope of the industry is. So as many of you know, drones have really taken off across a variety of different industry sectors. And so today, like I said, I'm going to be zooming out and kind of giving you an overview of how we see this contributing to the state of agriculture and how we're leveraging it today. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the fact that drones have penetrated various different places, from real estate to search and rescue operations to insurance, and of course agriculture. Every time I turn around, there's a new company popping up trying to sell you something that claims to do something different or more precise than you have in the past. So why is this so exciting? Why has this generated so much enthusiasm? Drones offer very unique advantages over alternative technologies that have traditionally and historically been available to us. Mostly being the fact that at this point in time, they're deployable on demand and at a scale that was previously unfathomable. So something pops up in your field and you're able to kind of at a moment's notice deploy this technology and understand it at a resolution that's also more relevant to you. So sensing technologies have really come around and allow us to specify the application for which we generate measurements that we can actually do something with. So I like to refer to this technology equation as the main components that really make up a unique capability brought to you by this aerial imaging technology. So first and foremost, the platform of choice. So what aircraft are you after? What piece of hardware is really going to give you the coverage that you need? And then pairing that with a sensor that will allow you to uncover the traits or the different phenotypes you're trying to characterize, the growth patterns. Pairing that also with some type of reasonably accurate geopositioning system so that your insights are made spatially aware, and leveraging the data science engine to produce not just the measurements that we all know agriculture has been utilizing for decades and generations, but new ones that can actually be targeted to unique spatial zones within your fields. So how does Climate Corporation leverage drones? We leverage aerial imagery in a lot of different ways, mainly through field view. We leverage our satellite imagery to provide unique context to how your fields are doing. But specifically drones, we have a commercial application, which is a platform partner program enabling aerial imagery companies, both manned and unmanned, through their own APIs to ingest seamlessly into our field view application. And on the research side of things, which I'm going to speak to a little bit more today, we leverage them in our research network of farms to better characterize all of the types of measurements that we're trying to provide our customers with. So through the eyes of sort of a science perspective, we have a pipeline of innovation that's rich in leveraging imagery to provide these new insights. So everything from targeted scouting to uncovering new areas of stress or anomalous onset of different activities, things from coordinating resources. So we work with grower partnerships who have thousands of acres scattered all across the country, and trying to really coordinate that resource effort has been helpful to leverage certain imaging related insights. One particular example of that, which if anyone visited us in the booth, was probably explained there as well. But an example here from an actual grower out of Iowa who used field view. And on the left-hand side, you'll notice this is the vegetation view of our field health advisor, providing kind of a more natural picture of what's going on. And then the translation into our field health advisor there on the right, which is partitioning it into different areas of interest based on relative productivity in your field. And so this particular grower identified early in the season that he had a white mold problem. From anywhere he could see, from a manual scouting sort of perspective, there was a problem. And then later on, at this point, the soybeans were waist high, but from certain other vantage points, he identified that he had an aphid issue. And so he was faced with the agroeconomic decision whether or not to spray for the aphids. And so leveraging the field health advisor was able to identify that most of the damage was secluded towards the west and northern region, so enabled him to make the decision to spray in one half of his field and not the other. And so by independent yield check test strip, this equated to a 7 bushel per acre swing, and the agroeconomic impact of having access to this was made real. Now, circling back to our drone applications, we can see how imagery has the potential to create even more localized value for growers. So in our research organization, we leverage things like advanced scouting, applying different spatially aware grids, as you see here, looking into early yield penalty estimates and how that actually equates to the agroeconomic impact that the grower will face. So really, imagery is the name of the game. It is for us both in our product and in our research. And it all comes down to how much data and what quality, consistency, and fidelity that is provided, and in a way that you can learn to trust it, right? So in our research field network, we have thousands of acres in which we categorize different anomalies, different manifestations of stress via different imaging modalities. And so what can we really do with this imagery? A lot of people have access to different forms of this data, but when we find that when we combine the different layers, you can really provide context and not just identify those anomalies, but associate those with the financial implications. So, you know, leveraging different imaging modalities here in our research network, we can associate different manifestations of stress, such as ponding, looking at different soil texture changes and transitions, leveraging stand count and uniformity of emergence in different areas, we can start to think of and prescribe more localized recommendations. So something that I love about drones, and that I think is perhaps understated in a lot of ways, is that it leverages this unique combination of platforms to get the job done. Something that we're all familiar with in agriculture and something that we have to rely upon in order to do our work year in and year out. And so in the context of imaging, in the context of drones, that means, you know, while the Phantom GoPro combination might be great when I go on vacation, it's not going to provide the precision I need to make economically impactful decisions during the season. So we spend a lot of time on, you know, working through that technology equation from a research perspective to strategically and carefully make those choices so we can think about actually doing something with the images and the data that we capture. So what has been so difficult about this? It appears every time I turn around in the news media, there's another story about someone crashing a drone in some public space and bringing attention to the technology, for good or for bad. But in general, I think there are some still very relevant open challenges, some that we strive to address in our operations as well. Autonomy limitations being first and foremost. Agriculture possesses some of the most expansive subjects for imaging that exists today. And so not having access to this beyond line of sight requirements, being limited by certain airspace regulations, can be tricky. And so there are a number of things up here that I think hit home with probably many of us. Learning to manage the large amounts of data that have seemed to accumulate now over the years as technology has enabled us to collect it, it's now got to enable us to process it. And I will say, while I'm not going to get into some of the unique advanced image processing techniques or the algorithms behind what we do to make use of this, they're absolutely fundamental to being able to translate a picture to a number and a number then to a meaning. So where is this field going? I think that it's inevitable for it to continue to grow in the agricultural space in particular. that full autonomy piece. We'll also see the sensors and the capability to actually pair different technologies with drones and unmanned aircraft get better. I think cell phones, the advancement of mobile applications, things coming down in size, form factor, weight, price, and more accessible to the industry as a whole will help immensely. And then, of course, this connection between pictures and value. We keep coming back to this and providing that real return on investment. I know I've heard a couple of related talks and had some great conversations over the last few days of this conference about how do we really make that leap from just a picture to something that drives what we do. And so in both our research with drones as well as our FieldView product suite, we strive to do just that. So with that, I will thank you for your attention and welcome any questions. Sure. So the question was with respect to how Climate will integrate drone technology into its platform. Is that right?
Yep.
So right now, we enable these platform partners. We have three of them that have officially been announced. Ceres, TerraAvion, which are manned aircraft, and then Agrobotics, a drone company. And so this partnership enables any of our grower customers who leverage those third-party services to ingest through their own APIs, ingest that imagery to our FieldView platform as another layer. So that's how we continue to we're continuing to grow that partnership suite.
Any other questions?
So how does the drone data have a solution? How does it? How can you marry that with, say, satellite imagery?
That is a fantastic question. That's something that we're actively working on. I think that's where some of the main value lies, sort of splitting the difference between manually walking your fields and doing those very painful midsummer stand counts and leveraging the satellite imagery alone. I think where we stand to improve the most is building the context around what satellite is telling us. And that's something that we're working very hard within Climate to do, particularly across our research farm network and, you know, in conjunction with our grower partners. And, you know, no one expects every single grower to fly their fields, but if we can do that and leverage those insights to scale, you know, what that means in terms of a digital model, we can essentially provide that same context while, you know, not requiring the technology to be there all the time. The data. So multispectral imagery is what we collect, and depending on the application, we look at stress detection in the form of nitrogen deficient soil, water stress, identification of pest presence, weather events, and for general field characterization, we look at the single plant level and identify leaf area anomalies. We identify differences between hybrids and their placement in different geographies. So whether that shows up as a stand count and uniformity and emergence. So we characterize based on expected performance versus what we observe in these different geographies. Those are just to name a few aspects. But the reason I didn't dive into that whole detail of our somewhat proprietary image processing techniques, it's fundamentally built into what we intend to provide through our FieldView products. I'd be happy to talk more afterwards with you as well.
All right.